This is the consent form we looked at that we identified as a valid HIPAA consent. And you will recall that we flagged that there were some things on this form that reflected an attempt to also comply with state law requirements. So at the very top, right corner, highlighted, are the words authorization for release of health information, and in parentheses, including alcohol, drug treatment, and mental health information, and confidential HIV/AIDS related information. The title is really signaling what this form is intended to do. It's deliberate because the author or creators of this form are aware of some of the things that we're talking about today and that we will continue to talk about. One, that, you know, there needs to be clarity and specificity around the disclosure of alcohol and drug treatment information. That's the type of information that's protected by 42 CFR Part 2, but it also mentions mental health information, and it also mentions HIV/AIDS related information. A little further down is an opening statement expressing what's being authorized, and what it says is, this authorization may include disclosure of information related to mental health treatment and confidential HIV-related AIDS information. The words it actually uses, alcohol and drug treatment, mental health treatment, and confidential HIV/AIDS-related information, only if I place my initials on the appropriate line in item 8. In the event the health information described below includes any of these types of information, and I initial the line on the box in item 8, I specifically authorize release of such information to the persons indicated. So basically, this is really sort of tracking the state law requirements. This is a cheat sheet, an insight into what the state law requires, which is specificity around the disclosure of certain types of information that the state law and that other federal laws protect. And so when someone is authorizing their disclosure, they have to clearly delineate that. And that's what's needed to satisfy these state law requirements. And that's what's needed in a valid consent. If we look further down, we can see highlighted section 8, item 8, where there's a box that has on the left column, for the following to be disclosed, indicate the specific information to be disclosed and initial below. So it asks for the patient who's authorizing disclosure to check whether they want to disclose alcohol or drug treatment program information, clinical records for mental health programs, HIV/AIDS related information. And then they can further narrow and specify under the middle column where it says information to be disclosed. And in the far right, they're now required to initial it. So the effort here is to really deliberately, direct the patient who's authorizing disclosure to be very clear about the type of information being disclosed so that the state law requirements can be followed, so that when a provider makes a disclosure, they can demonstrate through this consent form that there was indeed specific request for the disclosure. That's a look at a consent we've previously seen with the goal of really highlighting what the state law requires. Of course, someone who isn't subject to HIPAA but is subject to other, justice state law could design their own forms as long as it achieves the same goal and forces specificity around consent. So that's a brief summary of what the New York state laws say about consent.